This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. This is David Samuel coming to you with another nugget.
I'd like to start this podcast by saying that I truly appreciate each and every one of you who take time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. And I really do try each week to bring you something that really equals the trust that you show in me by showing up. So thank you very much. I'm going to talk about trusting our abilities to adapt. It's amazing how strong and agile the human mind and body is to adapting to all of our surroundings. Through the ages, humans have developed technologies to help us adapt to extreme heat or cold, with air conditioning and heating as examples. The difference between us and animals is that animals also adapt, but are limited to their personal, physical, and mental limits. Humans are unlimited because we can invent things to help us adapt. Mentally and physically, we adapt to war, prisons, money, no money, relationships, good or bad, new jobs, new cities, to pretty much anything. But often, under some pressure, we no longer trust our abilities to adapt. We panic and begin to question ourselves endlessly, often overthinking everything and paralyzing ourselves into inaction. I use the words some pressure because, strangely, extreme pressure often is the catalyst to adapting and moving forward. Think about it. The pressure of doing a project sits on us and weighs on us, and we say we are not sure how we will manage until the deadline is absolutely urgent, and suddenly we find a way to move forward, and suddenly we find ways to adapt and make the project happen. Life and competition is so much about adaptation and resilience. People who adapt quickest and have a solution-based mindset, who see puzzles to solve rather than just problems, find it easier to handle disappointment and setbacks and to move forward. It seems that whilst help and awareness of mental well-being are wonderful steps forward in the right direction, it is equally important that we don't start to think that problems and adversity have to be averted at all costs, because often it is only through mistakes and some real heartbreaking disappointments that we learn true resilience and how to solve problems. Parents have to be very careful in their quest to help their children. Maybe not give kids enough space to fail and figure out solutions to their problem. In other words, parents have to be very careful to not be the knight in shining armor, always diving in to save their kid. There is a fine line between empowering and depowering others. Those who work out the best strategies will be the most successful. In 2008, Rafael Nadal lost 2 match points to Roger Federer in the 4th set of the Wimbledon final. Did he beat himself up? Did he believe that his chance had gone? Did he believe that he had blown it? Absolutely not. He adapted and eventually won the decisive set, 9-7, and with it his first Wimbledon title. When asked about his mindset at the loss of 2 drop match points and whether he was disappointed, he replied, "Are you crazy? Why would I be disappointed? I was still in the match, and I had worked my whole life to win this tournament. And here I was, just 1 set away from winning a Wimbledon title. Come on, the opportunity was still so big." This mindset demonstrated by Nadal is connected to another critical feature, which I call adaptive competing. This is the ability to adapt your mindset to the circumstances you are in and quickly gain perspective rather than drown in a sea of disappointment, regret, and negative assumptions. It is the ability to focus on whatever opportunity is left open so you can try to take it, no matter how small it seems. Adaptive competing is a true never-say-die mindset. Adaptive competing is always looking for the opportunity, no matter how small it is. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and again, please connect with me using the usual channels and download your free mini book about the difference between belief and confidence using the link in the show notes. Goodbye and speak to you next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.